guys, we know you like to listen to our podcasts and reviews. We know generally that you like to listen to stuff. How about listening to stuff on Audible?
Well, Audible, isn't that what we do?
Well, I mean, we do Audible reviews, but I'm talking about Audible.com. I mean, you're talking about one of the internet's best resources for audio programs from leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and even business information providers.
Like over 150,000 audio programs, adding up to over 1,500,000 hours of audio programming. I don't think we're quite there yet.
No.
Yeah,
but we'll get there.
But, you know, obviously you guys like audio. You're looking for new audio stuff to check out. Audible.com has more than enough of what you're looking for.
And we're proud to call them a sponsor. And as a special gift to you, we're offering you, through Audible, a free audiobook. All you have to do is click on the link on the bottom of this page, or you can go to audibletrial.com/oneofus. And by doing so, not only do you get a free audiobook, but you're helping out the site as well.
And we know you want to do that.
Of course you want to do that.
Because we're standing outside your window watching you right now, wanting to do that.
Absolutely. So stop, look, and most importantly, listen to audible.com. Hey, remember comedy?
No,
that's
right.
I
never will.
Because it's dead.
It's kind of left a foul taste in my mouth now.
Yeah.
I almost feel that way about breasts after watching this.
I know, right? Like, a movie that can make me tired of seeing boobs is not a movie that I want to associate with.
I'm getting worried about Sofia Vergara's back, is all I'm saying. The curvature of her spine is so pronounced.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that in every shot, her boobs are firmly sticking in someone's face.
I do not think scoliosis is sexy. Oh, my God. That's not even the most racist thing we're going to talk about tonight. Oh, so we're here. This is the highly suspect review of a highly suspect comedy called Hot Pursuit, which, by the way, should have just been called generic title, because it really is not connect. I mean, yes, there's somewhat of a pursuit. There are moments where women look vaguely hot, I guess, question mark.
Well, let's not get carried away. Sofia Vergara is a very good-looking woman.
And movie. She's a very good-looking movie.
Reese Witherspoon is, too, which this movie keeps trying to tell you she's not.
Yeah.
I love that whole, oh, you just look like a little boy. I'm like, what is this woman-on-woman hatred here? What's happening?
Yeah. You know what? I think if the rest of the Avengers had talked to Black Widow the way the other cops talked to Reese Witherspoon at the beginning of this movie, it wouldn't be Joss Whedon getting all the hate. That's all I'm saying.
That's the thing. It's like all those people dogpiling on Joss Whedon right now for supposedly making a sexist film. If they don't come out double hard on Hot Pursuit, they're a giant bag of hypocrites, which, by the way, they are.
Yeah. Anyway. No, they are, but nobody's going to fucking see this movie. That's the thing, is this movie came out, they were really smart about this. They released this movie on the week between Avengers and Mad Max, trying to sneak it in as if we wouldn't notice it was released.
Something for the ladies to go do while the men are off seeing the movies that are worth seeing.
If those women really love to see tits, that's the thing. It's like, I'm not sure what this movie's audience is. Like, I guess it's lesbians. They're cool. If that's what it is, awesome. But, like, I don't understand. Like, it's not an empowering film for women, but at all.
I was about to say, lesbians with no sense of humor, but I realized that was going to open up to a really terrible, like, possible sexist joke.
No. We're trying very hard to avoid it. Unlike this movie, that is, again, just super. Like, I have seen Sofia Vergara in movies where she doesn't talk like that, when she's not a caricature, when it's not a situation where even Rosie Perez would be like, you gotta tone it down a bit. Like, this movie, I'm like, you don't have to talk like that. There are points in this movie you don't talk like that. Why are you talking like that?
Well, we are the unusual suspects.
Oh, I didn't get around to that, sorry.
I'm Chris.
JC.
I'm Joe.
I'm Brian.
I'm apparently a woman. I guess I'm here to, like, represent womankind for this movie. And my name is, I forgot, actually.
Hi, Sarah.
Because this, I'm Sarah.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah.
That's right.
Well, as the representative member of the female gender here, is this movie as wildly sexist as it appeared to be to me?
Well, I mean, I love shoes, and I make fun of other women for being short and boyish all the time. So, obviously, yeah. Okay, I didn't realize Reese Witherspoon was that short. Is she?
She is pretty short.
She's got to be. Either that or Sofia Vergara is a giant.
Which is also possible.
And just, she's also wearing heels all the time.
FYI, height is not something women make fun of on other women. We make fun of, well,
dick size
of other women.
It's not a chick with a dick, it's a dude with tits.
That's true.
And not knowing every single character in Star Wars. That's what most women make fun of each other.
Most women who are at all possibly listening to this review,
when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Sad, crying in my room, obviously.
So this movie, such as it is, revolves around Reese Witherspoon, whose dad was a cop. And that apparently made a great impression on her, so she's the overzealous cop at the precinct, who, by the way the other cops in this movie treat her, she's also apparently the first female cop in history.
Yeah, and, like, they all just make fun of her behind her back, or even right in front of her face, and laugh at her, how incompetent she is.
Mad Men is more sexually progressive than this movie.
As near as we tell, the only female cop who's ever existed, and therefore incompetent.
So incompetent.
Well, what was really confusing was they set it up like she was going to be badass, you know, growing up in the backseat of the squad car, completely cool with the entire cop lifestyle, then freaks out just as the plot device to start the movie. It was very confusing. I mean,
yeah, that is weird.
But I'll hand it to Paul Feig for the heat, at least when he had the same character in there, played by
Sandra Bullock. Yeah. She was good at her job. Yeah.
See, that's where I thought it was weird, because I kind of thought the same thing you, where she's like, oh, she's going to be a badass cop, kind of like Sandra Bullock in Heat, and then it's like, no, still kind of act like her, except you're a really shitty cop, whereas she was a good cop. And it's like, why do that?
Yeah. You should just not see this at all. I'm already jumping to that point. I'm sorry. I'll go back.
Go back. Pull it back.
We're going to pull it back a little bit.
So there's a cop. She's bad. Other people make fun of her.
So she, for reasons that are really kind of, again, okay, based on what the movie tells us, she's bad at her job. Okay, even though she's grown up a cop's daughter and has all of the codes memorized, whatever. But then, out of nowhere, she's picked for this, like, really important job. Again, because apparently she's the only female cop in existence. So they take her on this mission, and immediately, the U.S. Marshal that's traveling with her, the black guy, and by the way, he's a black guy in a movie, so I'm not even going to tell you what happens to him.
I didn't even think about that.
But he immediately starts talking to her like, yeah, baby, you got to relax. And don't fall in love with me and chill and whatnot. I'm like, two things. That's not only sexist, but come on, dude. You weren't talking like that a minute ago.
He does. He sweethearts her.
Yeah, he calls her sweetie or sweetheart. And it was at that point that I just surrendered to the madness. And I started like laughing for like 30 minutes straight. I don't know if you guys heard me. Oh, I was that loud fat woman in the back.
Wait a minute.
Who was laughing at everything.
Yeah.
There was a girl like looked like a, I guess, teenager sitting behind me who I think was mentally disabled. She had
the movie's target audience.
Constant
there it is.
Stutter laugh that went through even the scenes where nothing funny. Well, nothing funny, but even the scenes where nothing intentionally trying to be funny was happening.
I love the crowds in these movies because sometimes as we're like piling out, you can kind of hear them. They're like reciting their favorite lines and like, what's wrong with you?
The audience also laughed anytime Sofia Vergara spoke Spanish. Yeah. Not yes. told a joke in Spanish, but just said a Spanish word. Oh, they were like,
I know that language.
I understood those words.
I understood that language reference. Yeah, so she gets sent out on this job to protect the wife of the accountant to a major drug lord who is going to testify against said drug lord. Only thing is when she gets out there, it's Sofia Vergara, wants nothing to do with this whole situation. Two groups of bad guys break in, neither one of which have any idea what the other one is doing there, start shooting each other. Accountant guy gets it. other black cop guy gets
it. Oh, spoiler, except that he's a black guy in an action movie.
It's an action movie now.
Sofia Vergara and Reese Witherspoon are forced to hit the road together in Texas and hit every Texas cliche.
Speaking of Texas, apparently everybody around here speaks like they're from down, like, what was it, like Sweet Home Alabama? Wasn't that a movie she did?
I feel like she just took the same accent.
Outside of San Marcos. I'm like, guys.
Okay, which, by the way,
chance of running into people who work at tech facilities.
Internal consistency is so important in movies, and nobody fucking cares about it anymore. It drives me up the wall. You have established the hell out of the fact that she's from Texas. She is working an accent that would make Tammy Faye Baker blush. Okay? And yet, when she sees a tattoo that is clearly a longhorn, she's like, I don't know, I think it's like a snowman that's like half melting. She's holding it upside down. I'm like, how the fuck, if you were born and raised in Texas, less than an hour away from UT, how do you not know what a fucking longhorn is?
Even in a bordering state to Texas, you know what a longhorn is because the fans won't shut the fuck up about it.
This is what I'm saying.
One cheap and easy sign to know like how bad this movie is as far as like from a budgetary standpoint, she's wearing a badge that says San Antonio Police. Yeah. Clearly not filmed in San Antonio.
Yeah. No, definitely not.
Although definitely filmed somewhere between here and San Antonio, right, because there was a sign that said Ocarina Springs.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay, so you filmed it in that middle of nowhere stretch right between there. But so it's a two like a mismatched buddies on the road film, as everybody's looking for them. It's been some corrupt cops chasing them, mobsters chasing them, and you know, these two people were very different and are clearly don't get along, but having to get along, except they never really do. The movie never has a gel point where you go, oh, they actually did find like similarities and find a way to get along. It's not earned at all.
Yeah.
And the movie just kind of reaches that point towards the end where they're just like, oh, what, did you miss that point where they're friends now?
Because it happened, apparently.
Well, we're at 87 minutes, so it's, yeah, they're friends now. So it's over.
So they kept trying to establish that Reese Witherspoon's character was maybe mildly autistic, I don't know, but was like this cold robot woman. Did she get her heart or whatever? No.
The
Tin Man never got a heart. I don't know, what would Sofia Vergara's character be? The
Chola?
The one of the monkeys, I don't know. Did she find home? I don't know. I'm so confused.
They did, but it was through indirect means. Basically, yeah. Reese Witherspoon goes from like amplitude 11 to amplitude 9 because she's getting some regular Irish.
Oh, that's right.
And then Sofia Vergara learns that you have to treat people like people.
Don't be the guy that doesn't have an accent until he says a Spanish name. Don't be the reporter on the local news is like, yes, and reporting live from the scene is Javier Sanchez.
Pero yo soy local reporter. Order in El Paso, therefore I find it only applicable.
Oh, I love Tex-Mex, especially guacamole!
Anyway, the point is, Sofia Vergara learned that you can't treat everybody like trash when she was in prison for that, you know, long 3-month stint that she did for some reason.
Yeah, for obstructing your justice.
Right, that they never
my hostis. Is that Spanish? I don't know. I'm a white girl from Connecticut. I don't know
why we can get away with this? Because nothing we could possibly say is more racist and offensive than things actually said by Sofia Vergara in this movie.
And just plain, like I said, even more than that, the sexistness of the whole thing. Of like, these women are so stupid. They're so dumb. The fact she's a cop, she's raised by a cop, grew up all around cops, knows everything about being a cop, and yet is completely incompetent to the point of, like you said, probably kind of autistic, maybe mildly retarded.
By the way, speaking of her incompetence, how fucking awful is it that this movie came out right after the whole thing in Baltimore, and the first thing we see her do is tase a kid and set him on fire, an unarmed teenager. And like as soon as that happened, I was like, oh my god, they should not have released this movie.
No, but he's white, so it was funny.
It's true. He was
valid
white.
Point.
It was a rich white kid too. So like,
that's true.
She got in a lot of trouble.
Let's face it. We need to see more of that.
Yeah. As a poor white kid, I'm like, do that more.
But we won't.
No, we will not. But again, no internal consistency because she's bad at her job for some reason, and then she gets good at her job as she gets worse at her job throughout the movie. And oh, by the way, Sofia Vergara has this like monologue where she's like, you want my brother and he was killed because he went to the cops. You asked me why I don't like cops. I'm like, no, I'm going to stop you. Nobody asked you that, yeah. Nor did you mention that up until this point. Where the fuck did that monologue come from? I was like, what? Nobody asked. No, you didn't mention not liking cops. Nobody gave a shit if you didn't like cops. We don't need that explained. Shut the fuck up.
Is it just default that just because she's Hispanic, she hates cops? Is that, like, what we're supposed to assume?
Oh, that's even more racist.
And because she's white, she's uptight?
I mean, I'm not a fan of cops.
Well, say it like Sofia Vergara already, then.
I hate her voice. I can't.
She's the Spanish Fran Drescher with nicer
tats. Oh, that's so true and horrible.
It's true. You know it's true.
Oh, my God.
You know what the thing is? As bad as this movie is, the thing that really bugged me the most was seeing two really great stand-up comedians make small appearances in this movie.
Birbiglia and Gaffigan.
Mike Birbiglia, who is maybe one of the funniest stand-ups working today, and Jim Gaffigan, who's right up there as well, have small roles in here. Jim Gaffigan, who, by the way, looks like the redneck Joss Whedon.
He totally does. Yeah.
Both of them be like, why did you... come on, guys. We all know who you are now. Yeah. You don't need to do this.
You don't have to slum it. By the way, speaking of you don't have to slum it, Reese Witherspoon, you were nominated for an Oscar last year. The fuck are you doing in this?
Didn't win.
The fuck Not are pursuit. You doing in this? That's but, so horrible.
So they, like, produced it. What I'm looking at the credits here. So this was, like, their baby, because they're women, they have to have babies. this is
hey, if
like,
they can't, they're monsters.
So, I mean, right, exactly. And because Reese Witherspoon wasn't getting boned, she was all uptight. No, okay. But, so, they had some kind of say in this. They had some kind of hand in it. I would assume that this is... what they wanted to do, and this is what they shat out of their vaginas.
Especially since I remember last year, like, her whole big thing about her production company and the movie that she was in, that she was nominated for, was like, yeah, we want to make better roles for women. We want to make...
period jokes! That's all I gotta say. Yeah.
This is made by Anne Fletcher, who did such films that also made me think of a little misogynist and awful, like 27 Dresses.
She did the first step up, man.
Which is the worst.
Yeah, it's the only reason the first step up is watchable is because Channing Tatum's such an incredible dancer.
Charming potato.
Yeah. But yes. Other than that, yeah, not so much.
Yeah.
Although she was choreographer for Tank Girl, so I'm going to give her.
What does that even mean? The choreographer for Tank Girl?
Oh, yes, the dance scene in Tank Girl.
I was
very
like,
famous.
That movie's not really well known for its dancing.
Oh, yeah, where they save the rec center.
Yeah, no, they wreck the rec center. That's what Tank Girl does.
But this was, of course, written by two men.
Yeah, two dudes who, again, have never been to Texas in their lives.
Yeah.
I can absolutely guarantee you that. Also, if you guys like comedy, there's none in this. But if you like comedy that's spoken by people who aren't moving their lips because they're not on screen, this movie may have the distinction of having the most ADR of any film I've ever seen.
Yeah, Jesus.
So many times somebody would make a joke when it was clearly somebody recording it afterwards. They're like... I could see it the first time they ran the first cut of the movie going, there needs to be a joke here. There needs to be a joke here. Why isn't there a joke here? There's no joke here.
Oh, and
are you saying the ADR was like a bus full of old people?
Yes, it was like a bus full of old people.
Oh, God.
You think she has any snacks? Shut the fuck up, ADR.
Why would you ask that?
And that's what's so unforgivable is it's not like improv where they were in the moment and somebody thought it was funny. No. They had to go back, record that, hear it, and then physically put it into the movie.
And that's the thing. So you mention all of that, and then you mention how the subplot of her hating cops all of a sudden. You look at the runtime of 87 minutes. And I can kind of see the writing on the wall where it's like they turned in a 100-minute film. It's like, oh, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Throw that out. Oh, we need a joke here. Throw this in. It's like, and this is what you got.
Shorter film. Throw in the dialogue on top of it.
There's literally a shot where her captain walks in, and he's clearly not moving his mouth. And you hear him go, well, at least we got those two dirty cops. And it's like... oh, because you realized after your first cut you never addressed what happened to those major characters, and you just threw in an ADR line when he's clearly not moving his mouth, because this movie was made for $12.
Okay, let me say, the point of this movie that if I had been a regular theater goer and not reviewing it, I would have just walked out and left, is where they decide to get out of a scenario where they've been kind of trapped by saying, oh, we have to use the bathroom because she's on her period, and then explain in detail what their period is. And the cops have never heard...
What the fuck, yes!
...of a woman having a period. It's a joke that doesn't happen once, but
they
like
do it twice!
Times.
They do it at least twice because she goes into the bar and a biker tries to hit on her and Reese Witherspoon just screams out because, again, autistic. It's just like, we're having our periods! And the guy looks at her and then looks at the cop and the cop literally says... Don't ask. Like he doesn't know what that means. Well, plus, he's not about to explain it to somebody
else. Plus, they're about to shoot two women in the somewheres. There's probably going to be some blood.
Well, that's the thing. He's like, oh, yeah, there's going to be a crime scene on the back of this car if you don't let us out. I was like, aren't you about to murder them?
Yes.
Who cares?
Yeah. Man, this fucking movie, man. It makes me mad because, again, like... Everybody piles on the Avengers for being sexist, and then this fucking movie comes out, which is not only... The cardinal sin, by the way, of this movie is that it's not funny, but at all. Yeah. But at all. And yet, at the same time, is super sexist and super racist, and it's gonna get a pass because no one gives a shit about Sofia Vergara anymore, because she has played that card. She's played the Rosie Perez card so many times that no one even cares what she does anymore.
Yeah, I mean, she is... really trying to maneuver her way through this film by using her breasts as a directional signal. And that's about, like, oh, forget about the movie not being funny. Look at my cleavage.
Yeah.
I mean, even in places where it makes no sense.
At all. At all.
Anyway, let's get a final thoughts. Ugh. I'm going to start this one off and just say, wow, we kind of covered it. This is the least... It's not the worst movie of the year so far. That's 50 Shades of Grey. It still holds that distinction. There's been some real losers this year, but that's still, like, wow, how did that happen? But this is definitely the worst comedy this year, and there's been some really bad comedies as well. It is so incompetent on every level. It's anger-inducing at points for the just crappy writing, for the sexist and racist overtones. I hated this to pieces. I am going to give this... one set of breast implants out of 10. JC?
So is that... Wait, 10 sets of breast implants.
That's
is that 20
boobs.
20 boobs, okay.
20 bibs.
So one out of... You actually gave it one out of 20 boobs. That's
I did.
Even
that's
less.
True.
Yeah,
that's true.
Math.
Yeah, this... Screw this movie. one of the things that Brian talked about, how the timing of this with, you know, what people think of cops and everything like that. And you mentioned how she seems to become a better cop when she becomes a worse cop. The way in which she becomes a worse cop is because she starts to break rules all willy-nilly, and it's like, what kind of message is that?
Yeah,
like,
seriously. The only way a female can get ahead as a cop is to break all the rules, apparently. What?
It worked for Officer
yeah,
Pepper.
So that was just...
I was going to say, all those cops who broke the rules and then got off? Come on.
Oh, yeah,
clearly, reality shows. That
so, just terrible message all around. This is... really not worthwhile movie. Like, very... No redeeming qualities at all. Like,
it ended.
It's no longer playing. So.
It did end, and it was less than 90 minutes. And usually, if a movie is kind of bad and it's less than 90 minutes, I'd be like, oh, I didn't waste too much of my time. I wasted all of my time. I did not enjoy this at all. I would give it 1 out of 10 ear-piercing octaves of Sofia Vergara's voice.
Joe?
Well, were this a better movie, I would say... Hot Pursuit, the only thing it's chasing is a punchline, but it doesn't even deserve that kind of mockery. It
doesn't deserve to be shalloted?
No. I would rather have seen 90 minutes of Sofia Vergara and Cindy Crawford actually doing a Rooms to Go ad. So I'm going to give it half a Rooms to Go ad.
Sarah?
Sorry, I was just...
You broke Brian.
The only thing it's chasing is a punchline.
I'm sorry.
Well, as a woman, I can't top that for comedy because women can't do comedy, guys.
Thank you.
She's going to unzip and be Jerry Lewis.
Because your brains are smaller.
Okay. That was my... I gave you my Fran Drescher. I gave you my Jerry Lewis. I can give you all the
giving
Jewish
it away for
comedians.
Free.
Marvelous. You look marvelous. Those were all funnier things that happened in the history of American things.
American anything.
I was just confused mostly throughout this movie, confused about why I was alive and why Sofia Vergara
was alive
and how she got in that dress and why the love interest who was shoehorned in, which we didn't even talk about, was so out of shape Sorry, guys. He was really out of shape.
That's because Reese Witherspoon is wildly unattractive.
That's
according
right.
to Sofia Vergara.
Oh, right, because yeah. a size zero woman, blonde, white woman with tiny features, is really unattractive in American society.
Oh, we also forgot the Biebening.
Oh, my God. There was Biebening. Okay, well, anyway, I give it one bad sexist joke with cross-dressing out of 10.
There you go.
There's my Halloween.
And let's give it to Brian to take this one home.
Yeah, okay, so I'm gonna touch upon two of the things that Sarah mentioned. First of all, this love interest that she's talking about. Yeah, this love interest that she's talking about. Yeah, well, maybe he was chubby, but they hired him because his accent was so flawless. Oh, wait, no. From a mile away, we were all sitting there going, he's British. He's fucking British. He's trying to do a southern accent. He's British. Sure enough, in the outtakes, by the way, which were every bit as funny as the unfunny movie that we watched, he was totally speaking with a British accent. And it's like, why in the fuck? You hired this guy who's supposed to be the love interest, who is out of shape, which is fine. Who cares? Whatever. It's not that important. But if he also can't say the lines convincingly, I'm just like, what was the point of hiring this dude? Did you not watch his tape? Did you not read him for the part? I'm so confused as to what's happening. And secondly, I want to touch upon the Biebering. Because not only is it a reference that kids 5 years from now will be like, who the fuck is Justin Bieber? But let's think about the implication of that scene. And it's her finest moment as a police officer. Her best undercover work. Her best plan to get something done. And she has to dress like a man. To do it.
That didn't even occur to me. Wow.
That is possibly the encapsulation of how sexist and awful this fucking movie is. And on top of all that, it's just not funny. So I will give this... You know what? No. Before I give it a rating, you know what you should do is not watch this shitty movie. You should go watch Midnight Run, because it's such a better concept of exactly what this movie is trying to do. If you watch this movie, it's only going to give you the Midnight Runs. So I am giving this film half of 1 out of 10 HD DVD copies of Midnight Run. Oh yeah, I'm going back.
And Salisbury says, Hot Pursuit will give you diarrhea.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And
spicy,
I have
hot diarrhea.
I have never meant that more in my entire life.
It gave me period cramps. Women.